This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, July 23rd. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Ag commissioners press for change. Fumigant study validates grower concerns. Broad backing for CEQA overhaul. And Met agrees to Colorado River deal. California's pest prevention system needs a major update to keep pace with rising threats from invasive species, according to Lindsay Carter, executive director of the California Agriculture Commissioners and Sealers Association. In an opinion piece published Wednesday in the California Farm Bureau Ag Alert, Carter argues that the state is relying on aging infrastructure, outdated technology, and an increasingly strained workforce, even as global trade, travel, and e-commerce increase the risk of new pest introductions. Carter says recent glassy wing sharpshooter incidents have underscored weakness in the system and warns that California has not made a comprehensive investment in pest prevention infrastructure in decades. CASTA is now developing a statewide pest prevention plan that Carter says will involve growers, community groups, commodity groups, researchers, environmental organizations, and government agencies. The effort will examine funding, agency coordination, technology, and other changes aimed at strengthening California's ability to detect and contain invasive pests. Western Tree Nut Association President and CEO Roger Isom says a new state-funded study on fumigant alternatives confirms growers' long-running argument that there are no simple replacements for several widely used soil fumigants. Isom contends the report's findings confirm what we've known all along, and that Department of Pesticide Regulation undertook the review because of pressure from anti-pesticide activists. Still, he says the association continues to support research into alternatives. California voters overwhelmingly back a November ballot measure to streamline environmental reviews, even as a new poll shows residents remain divided over the costs of the state's environmental policies. 73% of likely voters would support Proposition 45, which would expedite California Environmental Quality Act reviews for housing, transportation, water, health, and clean energy projects, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. Support spans party lines with 80% of Democrats, 61% of Republicans, and 73% of independents. The California Chamber of Commerce, which sponsored the initiative, highlighted the findings as evidence of demand for faster project approvals. Cal Chamber President and CEO Jennifer Barrera says lengthy permitting delays increase the cost of housing, water infrastructure, hospitals, and clean energy projects. The group also notes that roughly 8 of 10 renters and voters earning less than $40,000 support the proposal. The broader survey shows 55% of Californians believe stricter environmental regulations are worth the cost. But affordability remains a concern. 63% call energy costs a major problem. 60% unwilling to pay more for renewable electricity. And 66% oppose the state's 2035 ban on sales of new gasoline-powered vehicles. The Metropolitan Water District of Southern California will receive up to $65 million from the federal government for leaving as much as 200,000 acre feet of its Colorado River supplies in Lake Mead this year. Metropolitan's board approved the agreement last week, with the Bureau of Reclamation paying $325 for each acre foot conserved. Funding comes from the Inflation Reduction Act. The deal comes as Lake Mead approaches historic lows following record low snowpack in the Colorado River Basin. Metropolitan says preserving water in the reservoir will also help protect hydropower generation at Hoover Dam, which could lose as much as 70% of its generating capacity if the lake levels fall too far. The agency says investments in conservation, recycling, groundwater recovery, and storage have given it flexibility to reduce Colorado River withdrawals without threatening Southern California supplies. Former ag leaders are calling on Congress to engage in a comprehensive examination of what they call a, quote, crisis in farm country that has been exacerbated by actions of the Trump administration. Since February, when many of the same people sent a similar letter to congressional ag leaders, Congress has not done anything, quote, that resembles a systematic, thorough, bipartisan engagement with farmers about what's really happening to their livelihoods and the farm economy, the latest letter says. There has not been, quote, an extensive, candid assessment about policies that can reverse this crisis. Asked what worries him the most, one of the 45 signers, former Renewable Fuels Association president and CEO Bob Dineen, said, complacency. There doesn't seem to be any sense of urgency on these issues in Washington these days, and I don't understand that, he told AgriPulse. When you see bankruptcies rising the way they are and markets for farmers deteriorating the way they are, and your solution is, well, we'll patch together another bailout. No, that's part of the problem. You can't bail your way out of this problem. You can read more on the story at AgriPulse.com. The Interior Department is looking at next week to release its final environmental impact statement for operating two key Colorado River reservoirs once current guidelines expire later this year. That's according to a press release. The final EIS will guide Interior's decisions when it comes to making water allocations into the future in the absence of consensus from all seven Colorado River states over the future of a series of agreements guiding management of the river. While leaders of all seven Colorado River states have spent the last few years trying to find consensus, they still appear to be in gridlock over the best path forward. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum met with governors of all seven states on Tuesday to discuss strategies for future river management, according to the release. Now, keep in mind, earlier this year, lower basin negotiators proposed using 3.2 million acre feet less Colorado River water in 2027 and 28, that to stave off the threat of low water levels at Lake Powell and Mead, the river's principal reservoirs. Here's today's final word. While the administration and Congress are fixated on ballrooms, taxpayer-funded monuments, and bailouts for insurrectionists, the agriculture crisis in our country continues to affect real people, farmers and ranchers, their families and their communities. That the July 23rd letter from former agriculture leaders to House and Senate Ag Committee leaders. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, July 23rd. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jack Nally.